Welcome to Round Cincinnati, Melissa and Amy, and thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you for having us.
Melissa, you're a filmmaker, and Amy, you're the director of an innovative program for people who are experiencing Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. The two of you have collaborated on a film that breaks a few barriers, the most surprising being that the actors are the patients themselves. Has that been done before, Melissa?
To my knowledge, not at the scale that where we created an entire story with the ensemble. They acted it, and some of them even did some of the camera work.
Amy, how do Melissa's ideas fit with your approach to the problems of dementia?
The program that we have is called DayStay, which is Success Through Arts and Environment, and it fits perfectly into it. All of our activities are art-based, evidence-based, and we look for things that the person can be successful. Music, art, and filmmaking fits right in there. We use the improvisation and theater approach, and that is already set up for success for the residents, so it's a perfect fit for us.
Well, what can you tell us about the process as it applied to this particular project?
One of the things that we did was, when we first met, is we wanted to do something more than just have a movie at the end of our project. We wanted something that we could use in DayStay to help the residents engage. The improv technique is something that we dabbled in a little bit with charades, things like that, but we didn't have anyone actually teaching us and showing us the way. So when Melissa came to DayStay, we started out with some very basic improvisation, one being the first rule of improv, which is yes and. So everything that the resident says is validated, is accepted, and we move forward from there. So we started off right away with a process that was successful to the residents. There was no wrong answer. We also did a game called A Day in the Life. Melissa would say, tell me about a moment in your life that makes you smile. So it was not only fun and engaging, it was also validating that person's life and where they have been.
Melissa, you've said that in working with these actors, we went places I never expected.
For example, they're very open and free, which is sort of like a producer's dream, and very giving emotionally. So when we would stimulate a discussion, they would have answers that were just surprising, and they would be willing to play characters that were brave. For example, in their new film, Until Sadie Blots, there are three gossiping card players. One of them is just vicious, but she's wonderful, and she's not really like that at all, but she was willing to play that part to give the sort of humor to the film and to add some obstacles for the main character. Another gentleman, Lou Wehmeyer, was extremely brave in that he actually played the father in the story, who was kind of an unforgiving father. And he did it in such a real way. And again, he's not really like that, but he seemed to draw on this vast humanity. He was able to actually act so beautifully. In the story itself, when we were coming up with ideas, they would throw out ideas that just would take us to unexpected places. For example, maybe we can listen to a clip. In this clip, the associate producer, one of the facilitators, Michael Jones, is soliciting ideas. If you were to go anywhere in the world, where would it be? And so people throw out ideas. And in this clip, we actually hit upon an idea that is used in the film.
Okay, now I have another question. Let's say that you were here and there was a secret room that you could go in. Where would it take you?
Greensfield, Ohio.
Greensville, Ohio.
Dinner time.
Greensville, Ohio at dinner time.
Yeah.
So you could eat what?
Dinner.
What did you learn from your first film, where you also used Alzheimer's patients, that you could apply to the second film?
Actually, the whole so-called acting process is really improvisation. As Amy said, we brought this ability to improv, and we kind of brought people's skills up. So all of Runaway Train, we had objective. Every time we did a new take, it was different, slightly different every time, but which made it wonderful. So then we could just pick the best moments and edit it together. And we found that to work. So we applied that into Until Sadie Blots. But we also learned other things, you know, like the challenges of working in a nursing home. We had to allow more time for the next film. We had to create a story where actually the actors, for safety reasons, really shouldn't be moving around a lot because of falls. So we had this challenge of how to create a very interesting movie that has action where people actually most of the time in reality are sitting. So we incorporated animation. We had one of the facilitators at Daisy, a young woman, play the younger version of the protagonist. So in the story, there's a time travel. And so we have this woman who is very mobile, embodying the spirit of one of the participants.
Amy, whom do you see as the audience for the film, and what do you want it to accomplish?
The audience, obviously family members. They love having this legacy of, Mom, I have something that my mother has acted in or my father has acted in. But the other audience members are the community at large. We're reaching out to aging conferences where healthcare workers are looking for education, innovative ideas. They want something to be able to take back to their place of employment to use for the same population, taking care of elders with memory loss. We deal with people with dementia and Alzheimer's. It's so prevalent in our community. And one of the things that we're also trying to do is lessen that social stigma that's attached to Alzheimer's disease. It is many times looked at as something negative that this person has Alzheimer's. They lose so many roles in their life. Yet we tap into that creative part, that imagination, where the person has so much left to give. They're still able to create and add value to the world.
Melissa, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, as a storyteller, this is, again, a wonderful gift because the older adults are generally, they have great senses of humor, just a wealth of life experience. And to put an ensemble of people together who are ready to play, and we've already established the rules for play, yes, and let's hear what's on your mind. And we have so much fun. We just laugh and laugh. So we call those wonderful moments to create the story we're ultimately going to film. So I just thank Amy and Daisy for allowing this to happen because it has truly been a pleasure.
Melissa, you made this film here in Cincinnati and you had support, I think, from some grants. And how will people be able to see it?
Well, yes, we were fortunate to be supported partly by the Ohio Arts Council's Arts Partnership Program, as well as Mercy Health Foundation. We are going to actually hopefully premiere it at a film festival. And then after that, other film festivals and educational use. We really want to use this to teach about Alzheimer's disease and creative potential of people with Alzheimer's disease.
So that as many people as possible can see it.
Absolutely. And then DVDs will be available, I believe, by the end of the summer.
And the DVDs are available through Mercy Health and our website.
Well, this is an unusual collaboration and an unusual project. And thanks so much to both of you for coming in to talk about it.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with filmmaker Melissa Godoy and Amy Krupp, director of the Daisy program for people suffering from dementia. For more information on the film, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.
Who is that lady?
Yeah, who is she?
And it looks like she's bringing presents. Hey, come on.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
You're here.
Sally, Joyce, look how big you've grown.
Are you a sister?
Yeah, sister baby.
Mom, guess who's here?
Say, oh my gosh, oh, what a joy and what a good surprise. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
I'm so happy to see you.
Well, thank you. And when Father sees you, he'll be overjoyed and unbelieving.
I'm excited to see him too.
Okay, so we'll get on the move, huh?
Mom, I have something for you.
Okay.
Go ahead and put it in your pocket here.
Can't believe it. Look who's back.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Oh, my God.